Less than a month to the federal budget and the formal election campaign kicking off, an independent economic think tank is urging the Morrison government to do the politically unthinkable and back Labor's plans to end unsustainable tax breaks. The Committee for Economic Development of Australia, or CEDA, says tough decisions need to be made about controversial tax credits on dividends and capital gains tax to ensure the anticipated return to a budget surplus is long-term instead of a one-off. In the case of the tax credits that Labor wants to abolish, CEDA says the cost of the budget has ballooned and the winners are individuals with big investment portfolios rather than small investors. CEDA Chief Executive Melinda Salento is speaking here with Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.
These concessions have become an increasing impost on the budget. So if you look at refundable franking credits, when they were first introduced, they were costing the budget around $550 million. They're now up to $5 billion. If you look at where we are now and the challenges that we face in the future, we think that's become unsustainable.
Your paper says spending discipline at election time is rare. So with an election looming, you're surely not expecting the coalition to rein in the breaks like tax credits on dividends, especially given that that's Labor's policy.
Spending discipline is rare after an election, but it's really important to recognise that if we don't start making these decisions now, we're just kicking the can down the road and making it harder and harder. The changes, when we will have to make them, will become more abrupt and sharper for individuals and the economy. So, yes, there's some tough decisions to be made. There are some trade-offs.
Getting a tax refund on franking credits was originally introduced to avoid double taxation, and it is still legal. But do you see that as a rort for wealthy investors and not something that ordinary investors like self-funded retirees rely on?
When you look at who's claiming these credits, around 50% of the refundable credits actually are being claimed by self-managed super funds with balances over $2.4 million. So we're just looking at this from the perspective of where we are now, how these concessions have grown, and whether it's the right priority given the pressures that the budget's going to face in the future with population ageing and various other increasing community expectations.
If hard decisions aren't made in the budget or by a future government, is there a concern that entrenched welfare programs like Medicare and the NDIS might come under pressure?
That is the challenge. And if it's not these measures, then I think the question is what measures to make sure we're shoring up our tax base and we're locking in the resilience that we need in our budget in order to provide the confidence in the ability to deliver the services that the community is going to expect.
And community expectations are that Medicare and the NDIS and a range of other social welfare programs remain and are sustainable.
That's exactly right. And we're in the middle of an Aged Care Royal Commission at the moment, so it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. But community expectations around aged care, healthcare, disability care, they're all lifting, but we also have to be acutely aware of ensuring we've got the revenue stream that will support those into the future.
Based on the mid-year economic update, that holy grail of a budget surplus appears to be in sight, even though it's going to be small. But you do warn that that might evaporate without the right sort of budget discipline.
That's exactly right. And budget discipline is hard to maintain. We understand that. But if anything, this week's national accounts numbers show us that we can't take economic growth for granted, and that obviously underpins a strong budget going forward. So you do need the disciplines. We do need to look at rebalancing the tax base in a way that ensures that we have that revenue stream. And as I said earlier, we think there's a lot that can be done to sharpen up the evaluation of spending and making sure we're getting the value out of government spending that we should.
Just on the ability of the federal budget or government coffers to bail Australia out to prevent a recession, as we saw in the GFC, are you concerned that that type of buffer doesn't exist anymore?
We are very concerned about that. And if you look at the last decade, getting to a surplus for this year has been hard won. The important thing is to not lose that hard won progress and building buffers so that you can respond to unforeseen developments is really important. The global economic outlook is looking less certain now than it was 12 months ago. So we think that's just sound fiscal management to build some buffers to be able to respond to those types of external shocks or unexpected demands here in Australia.
And that's CEDA Chief Executive Melinda Salento speaking there with Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.